Hey guys, Danny Herbeck with the Muskie 360. Track down Joe here. We're going to talk a little bit about muskies and what's going on. Joe, tell me what's going on over there on Lake of the Woods, please.
It's been pretty good here lately, Danny. It's been a lot of fun the last few days. Seen a lot of fish. Kind of came off a bit of a tough stretch there. Gosh, when was the last time we talked? I think the last time we talked, I was kind of in that little bit of a tougher stretch. We were seeing a lot of fish each day. Getting them to bite was kind of a tough deal there for a bit. Still catching a couple each day, but for what we were seeing, it was not all what we wanted. But came out of that here like, I don't know, a few days ago came out of that, and yeah, the last 5 days has been really, really fun. So I somehow haven't put a 50 in the net the last few days here, but several 49s and a bunch of 47s and stuff like that. So it's still been good.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, same thing on Eagle. I have caught some 50s. I got a 51 yesterday, a 50 and a 49 today. And like just in the last couple days, the big fish showed up in like groves on spots, and it's like they kicked all the little guys out. Like, I don't know, today was one of the more magical days I've seen on Eagle, where we probably had 20 follows today, and of that, 15 of them were 50-inch plus fish. Like, it was pretty magical. Those days don't happen very often out there, and you know, I'm kind of contributing to, you know, like when we were kind of in that little bit of a, you know, a tough bite. I mean, we had that severe wind and it got cold, and it, like, at least on Eagle, the water temp dropped like 4 degrees, and it really kind of put those fish, it drove a lot of those fish down deep and like not accessible for even casting. Like, I'm talking 25 feet plus down. And just like in the last couple days when it's warmed up, that water went today from 67 this morning to 72 this afternoon, and those fish like instantly crawled back up on the rocks doing what they're supposed to be doing, chasing like really hard after baits. And I think it's just, you know, it was all a water temp thing in my opinion. And I mean, we are on a pretty good stretch of the moon here too, so probably had a little combination of both, I would say.
Yeah, you know, the air is finally clear of any smoke, and I think that the sun's, the UV and or whatever is finally putting its power. The sun's getting through to the water nicely, and the fish are feeling it too. And yeah, I think that's got to be what it is just
like I've been saying all summer, like, the fish have been craving the sun. And I mean, honestly, between the smoke and the fronts we've had, we haven't really had sun in like 10 or 12 days up till today.
Yeah, and even earlier in the summer, I mean, like, the smoke was keeping the sun from doing what it needed to do to get the water right.
Exactly. And like, honestly, I can say today was the first clear, it felt like summer today for the first time in a really long time, and the fish, they were embracing it. Let's say that to least. I mean, up till the last couple days, you know, I had been fishing, you know, out off the edge of stuff, seeing very few fish come off structure, you know, right up on stuff. And today it was like polar opposite. I had to take everything that I, you know, figured out in the last week and basically throw it out the window and go back to conventional fishing, just cast up on the rock and wind it off, you know. And one thing too that I did see in the last 3-4 days, which kind of really hadn't been a factor, was the weed bite. A lot of fish squirreled up in those weeds, and I think a lot of the fish that moved up in those weeds hadn't been really harassed because they were out over open water or down in the muck somewhere where they weren't seeing bait. You could tell it was like almost a fresh batch of fish moved in the weeds. You know, they were chasing bucktails, chasing topwaters, just like, you know, muskies should do.
Yeah, that's what I was working the sand and weed bite pretty heavy here recently, and had some great topwater action on that Big Mac prop bait that Livingston makes. That thing has been a lot of fun. The bucktails, you know, got some bucktails action, but I maybe should have worked them a little harder. But you know, we kind of had like a topwater jerk bait thing. Swim bait was kind of going in the weedy sand for us, and then like I always like to do on the rocks is crankbaits, and we had a lot of good crankbait action on the rocky stuff, and yeah, it's been good. It's been a lot of fun here. So I now we got kind of a front coming in. What is it, in a couple days here? I see the temperatures drop, and it looks like they really don't get very warm again for quite a while. The low temps are kind of low.
I think this, you know, this shallow, you know, the fish crawling back up on the rocks and all that kind of stuff is kind of going to be short-lived here because, you know, once again, I look at the forecast too, and it honestly looks grim for this time of year. Like, it almost looks like we're going to have an early fall kind of, because, you know, even just in the last like week, I noticed like the walleyes, that's like kind of like, once again, I always pay attention to what I see the walleyes doing. And just in the last like week, the walleyes went from like that 8 to 15 foot zone on the rocks, instantly plummet down to 26 to 32 feet.
Yeah.
And once those walleyes make that drop this time of year, they're not coming back up. Like, they're not going to crawl back up on the rocks. They're there for the remainder of the summer and into fall. They've already set up on their fall pattern. So they're, you know, and once again, you know, Mother Nature knows, right? They know what's going to happen before we do. So makes me believe, you know, once these fronts do, we're going to start, like, tomorrow we're supposed to get rain here already, and it's supposed to rain the next, like, 3-4 days, or a pretty high percentage chance of it anyway. And then the temps are going to drop. I feel like these fish are going to pull right back off a lot of the stuff. And the rockfish are going to be deep again. And I think, you know, there's always that early fall, you know, first initial cool down. You see it probably more significantly on Lake of the Woods than I do on Eagle, but the weed bite. And it's majorly overlooked, at least on Eagle, when you get those first initial cool downs.
Yeah, you know, and I think it was like the end of last week we had some cold nights or some cooler nights that really seemed to affect the fish a lot more than I expected them to, because the high temps during the day were still pretty high, but there was a couple of mornings where it was kind of chilly getting out there early, and it seemed to really put the fish into more of a fall mood than I expected it to, so... I'm guessing, you know, that'll happen again here in the next few days when we get this cool down. And so it's, I've always liked when we have this late summer, fall front, or, you know, cold front that kind of puts the fish into a fall mood. That's always been a kind of a time to shine for myself, at least. And, I think that, the fish feel the pressure. The days are getting so much shorter, so quicker now. It's like, what, 4 minutes a day or something we're losing each day from the last. And so, that's definitely putting the fish into that type of mood. So I like it. I have a lot of fun this time of year, and hopefully it keeps on rolling here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I hate the first initial part of it, because the fish always kind of do something and you got to adjust and figure it out. But once it kind of sets up and, you know, everything settles down and gets into its fall transition, I mean, it is a pretty magical time of the year. You get to, especially like a lot of those really big fish that, you know, that pre-turnover stage, which we're really like, if this continues, like with this cooler water we already have, we're not that far away from it. Like, we're at, you know, tonight when I came off the lake, the water was 70 degrees. So we're, you know, basically 10 degree water temp away from turnover. basically, right? And the water temp can drop 10 degrees, you know, pretty rapidly this time of year with less hours of daylight, you know, cooler nights. It doesn't take very long to get to that pre-turnover stage. And a lot of those big fish that have been out deep roaming all summer, they crave what's left of those green weeds. And, you know, Lake of the Woods might not be as big of a factor because your weeds are, you know, quite a bit shallower than some of the stuff on Eagle. But like what I start doing once, you know, it does continue to cool down and I want to fish those weeds is instead of staying out on that edge where you normally would be, because sometimes like a lot of our weeds, our edge is at 14, 15 feet, the cabbage. Well, that deep edge takes the beating first and those weeds get kind of scraggly and die. And you actually end up getting up in just that next level. And those weeds don't seem to be as beat up as bad, and they seem to stay greener better. And those big fish a lot of times will be right up in that stuff.
Yeah, we've talked about that super shallow bite on Lake of the Woods a lot, and that's one thing they like to do this time of year. So, and it's one thing we've started dealing with here since about the last weekend or so. Each day it's been increasing is the algae bloom. It's really becoming bad enough now to where it's getting hard to fish some areas, and the changing wind has really kind of got it pretty spread out. So that's been kind of a thing I've been dealing with. I've actually been finding a lot of nice fish. You know, I like if I do have to fish in the green water, I like fishing crankbaits. I don't know if the fish maybe push deeper because of the green, or if I just have my, you know, maximum confidence using those types of baits. But we've been pulling some nice fish with in the green water with crankbaits, and that's always fun too. You know,
well,
it's kind of a surprise when all of a sudden you do that first turn and the tail kicks and opens up a big window in the green stuff for you, and you know, lets you know that there's a fish there, so you better get on point real quick. But
well, I think a lot of what it is that, you know, when that water gets green on Lake of the Woods, and I know, like, I always refer to the musky cup, but that's what I struggle with, and that's my only experience really of any amount of time on Lake of the Woods, is that, you know, everybody avoids it, and I run from it like the plague. But if you have no choice and you have to fish it, it's very challenging because you need to find, like, I remember that one year we were fishing, you know, semi-green water. You have to find that perfect bait at that perfect depth is what a lot of it is. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like in that green water, their sight window is so small that you can reel a bucktail over their head and they can't see it. They don't care. You have to find that perfect bait at that perfect level. And I remember, like, that year that we actually won it was that semi-green water. We were throwing that Livingston Headhunter, that triple jointed crank, and that runs about 6 feet. And that seemed to be like you could throw any other bait up in there and you could not get a fish to follow it, chase it, or anything. You threw that in there and here they came out whistling Dixie. It was just like, I feel like it was at that perfect depth where that's where the fish were sitting and you weren't getting hung up, you weren't getting snagged, and you were able to fish that bait and bring it right past their head and they would engage it. Then once they get their eyes on it, then they'll track it down and chase it all the way to the boat or eat it out on the cast. Right. But you got to get them engaged and you got to, you know, find that perfect bait at that perfect depth, I feel is something to take into consideration, at least on Lake of the Woods or in dirtier water in general.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think a lot of times that's kind of tends to be where they're sitting too this time of year, is on that 6 foot shelfy type stuff and maybe banging the rocks with something like that you know, helps draw their attention over to it. Or it's you know, there's definitely something to be said about a crankbait in the green water for sure. And you know, I usually try and get out of it if I can, but the way the wind's been switching back and forth, it was kind of hard getting out of it today. And I just started dealing with it. It's not bad enough yet that you can't see anything, but a fish has got to be, you know, pretty much right on you to know if there's one there or not. So
yeah. What was I gonna say? I totally lost my train of thought here. It's been a long, it actually felt like a July day out there. I actually took my shirt off for the first time today out there, and I actually got fried.
Oh my gosh, I bet the sun was glaring
My
off of
pasty
you.
white, no wonder why every big muskie that followed to the boat friggin' spooked away. I looked like a
Yeah.
glowing light bulb out there.
You're like a lighthouse.
No, but and two, like one thing is like, I don't know if you've touched on it or not, but like why those, a lot of those fish when the water starts to cool on Lake of the Woods, like I feel like it's polar opposite of what you see versus what I see when we have cold fronts, because like you start going up into that sand, and I feel like the reason on Lake of the Woods when we get those cool nights and you really love it is that sand just holds so much heat, and those fish are up there just like basically laying on a heating blanket, right? And on Eagle, we don't have that option. We don't have that luxury. So a lot of our fish just bail off the edge, and it becomes a little challenging at times.
Yep.
So,
Well, yeah,
but
man,
yeah.
I'm wiped out. I think you're wiped out. We got to it's my fault here for making it so late. I'm bad about that, but yeah, I don't know if you I if I should we wrap this up? I'm not really sure what we should say. I'm freaking wiped out though.
I can't even keep a train of thought right now too as well. It's been a long week for me. I've been going day and night here, so yeah, I mean, I hate to cut it short like this, but I need to get some sleep. But we'll touch base, and we're gonna probably, let's try and do something a little quicker, because I mean the conditions are gonna change here pretty rapidly, I feel like, again in probably the next 4 to 5 days. So we should probably get in touch a little bit quicker and give a really, up to date, in depth kind of report for these guys here. So
Yeah, let's get back on this, and we'll hit him with a double whammy here, with the next one coming up pretty quick. We'll try and do that. Let's do that. That sounds like a good idea.
right, man. You have a good night.
Hey, thanks, Danny. We'll talk to you later, man.
Yep, bye.